Hey there, Coach Rocky here talking about all things Rye hockey. This is my very first podcast with my very first guest. Please welcome Eric Baumer, the president of the Rye Rangers Hockey Club. Eric, please tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Rye Rangers.
Well, thanks, Rocky. We've grown quite a bit since then. As you know, this program was established in 1972. And we're now celebrating 46 years as a program. It's a not-for-profit, and we now have over 400 kids in the program, the vast majority of whom are from Rye. And just by comparison, we have approximately 175 players in our 8U program, which is our MITE program. So those are kids aged 5 to 8 years old. So yeah, from 25 when you started up to 175 now, we've had quite a bit of growth over the years. The remainder of the program is filled out by 16 travel teams for kids age 9 all the way up to 18. And our primary rink is at Rye Country Day School. As they do for many other youth sports programs in Rye, Rye Country Day generously makes their facility available to us, and it's very important to the program. We also use playland extensively. Behind Manhattanville, we are the largest renter of ice at playland. And in order to make this all happen, we have an army of nearly 70 dedicated coaches, most of whom are volunteers, as well as third-party organizations such as Eric Nates' team. You know, Eric, I think you all know, lives in this area and runs a hockey program and runs clinics all around the country. He runs camps and is, you know, a nationally recognized skill development person. And we're very fortunate to have him and his crew work with our teams on a weekly basis. We also use Procrease, which is a goalie training instructor group out of Stamford, Connecticut. And they come in and work with our goalies. And that's how we make this all happen. And that, along with people like Steve and Sharon Ketchabaugh, Jay Altmeyer, who have been doing this for years, they're really incredible. And we're just lucky to have this level of support from parents and people in the community. And, you know, as I mentioned, our program has experienced significant growth over the past 10 years in particular, with our membership more than doubling over that period.
So, Eric, the program's been around almost 50 years. But we've doubled in size in the last 10. Why do you think the program has experienced this kind of growth specifically in the last 10 years?
I think the reason that we've grown so much, I think it's there's two components to it. The first is we offer a high level of coaching and skill development for every level of player in our program. But second, and probably just as important, is we do this without going crazy. Our practices and games are in Rye. Our away games are generally within a 20-minute drive. And because our players are local, mostly from Rye, there's a lot of carpooling. Kids play on teams with their friends from the neighborhood or school. Parents know each other. You know, it is a real community. We also strongly encourage our kids to play other sports in the off season. We don't want hockey to be all consuming. We really offer a first-rate hockey experience while still preserving the feel of a town program that a lot of us grew up with and is becoming harder and harder to find these days.
Well, Eric, it's an incredible story. It's also turned into it sounds like a major business for the people who are managing it. And kudos to you, my man. What would you say is the philosophy, the overall philosophy of the Rye Rangers hockey program?
Well, first of all, we're working with kids, and it needs to be fun, and we can never lose sight of that. So that's job number one. Secondly, we want to develop these kids' love for the game and their desire to keep playing and come back and play again next season. We want the kids in our program to play because they want to play and not because mom and dad want them to play. So that's very important. The other thing is we really want to develop skills. And while developing their skills, we also want to develop the kids' self-confidence in themselves as players. That's an important step in life. And lastly, we want to build sportsmanship and a team culture where the kids support one another and build lasting friendships while respecting their opponents, the referees, and their coaches. All the things that you want kids to get out of youth sports.
Great. Thank you so much, Eric. You've described an incredible program. Again, congratulations. I love the overall spirit of it. It should be fun. And speaking of fun, I'm going to try and end up my weekly podcast with a question to our esteemed guests. What would be a fun fact about Eric Bomber that not many people in Rye would know about?
Good question. I'd probably say that, I listen to country music, and I'm not sure that you know, people would expect to hear that.
That's good. So music is a passion of yours.
I enjoy it. Listen, I like lots of types of music, but I do listen to country. I like the old stuff like Willie and Johnny Cash and some Garth, and I even like the new stuff, Florida Georgia Line and others. I really enjoy listening to that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, see, Eric, you have some kids at home that are keeping you busy. Eric, thank you so much. And again, congratulations to everyone who's involved with the Ride Ranger hockey program. And again, this will be the focus of the podcast going forward. I look forward to talking to you all again next week. Take care.